Today is Friday, June 28th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the Friday episode. And by the way, I'm pre-recording this because if all goes well, if all goes according to plan, I am on a cruise ship right now. Well, I don't know. I haven't decided. Like, I'm pre-recording these and I'm gonna do like Fatty does when he pre-records. And I'm gonna have the website. I use WordPress because it's easy. And there's a way to tell it to publish things later so you can schedule a post. So even though I'm recording these, as I'm still packing and I'm about to go to the store to buy chapstick for Mark and contact solution for myself, I'm going to schedule it to post sometime on Friday, but I haven't decided when, so we'll see. So I don't know. I may be on the ship. Sorry. I feel like I said boat earlier, and Auntie Vera tweeted me and basically called me an ignorant cunt. No, Auntie Vera, I love you. You didn't call me an ignorant cunt, but Auntie Vera tweeted at me and said, let's see if I can find it, and said, let's see. Oh, for fuck's sake, it's a ship, not a boat. Now, in my defense, first of all, I'm sure I just said it offhand. Like, I'm just talking about being on the water and, you know, doing whatever. And the first thing that comes to my mind is boat, not ship. Because, most times, growing up in the South and growing up in a country place, everybody had a boat. Or a party barge or something like that. And you would go out on the Saline River and you would go trot lining. You know, that was the big thing to do. And if you don't know what trot lining is, so that I always loved trot lining because that was just hanging out with all your friends and family. They would drink beer around the fire or whatever. I was too young to do that. But you're catching catfish is what you're doing. And you tie a string to a tree on one side of the river, and it's got hooks all along it, and you tie it to the other side of the river, and that's it. Then you go back to your camp and you roast marshmallows and you roast weenies and you talk and the adults drink beer and the kids play. And then at like 1 a.m, you go back. I don't know why it needs to be 1 a.m. I'm sure there's probably some reason, but you go back and you just check. And so you don't have to sit there and be bored by normal fishing where you've got a pole and you're just sitting there like, you know, in a boat. You can't go anywhere. And that is a boat. So anyway, maybe that's why I said boat. Regardless, I'm so sorry, Auntie Vera. I'll try to remember to say ship from now on. Gary Bearden, by the way, on Twitter said he caught that too, but he would have called it a boat as well. Thank you, Gary. And I have another tweet from, this is a pre-recorded episode, so I'm killing time. I have another tweet from Kathy Bacon that says, no kidding on training your ears to increase the speed. I find some people on double speed makes me ragey. If you don't play Ozzie Battler's voice note, he's going to quit sending them. Kathy, I've played 2 episodes in a row where Aussie Battler, because doing only a 10-minute episode, if you get a long voicemail, that voicemail is like, and I love it. I love it. I need, just like Fatty, I need content. But, you know, when you get a voicemail, that voicemail becomes the content of the entire episode, especially on these shorter episodes. So I had another idea about the show, and I thought I would bring it up here just to ask you guys what you thought. So most of the various segments we had on Dubious Intent, like the birthday segment and the news segment and the news game and all of those various segments that we had, actually, I had been doing those on the Adam and Maddie show before, and I brought them with me to Dubious Intent. And, you know, sometimes Daniel loved them, sometimes he hated them, but I love segments. Like, I'm a sucker for segments. And so what I was thinking is, I could possibly, you know, if I keep doing these daily, eventually I'm going to run out of things to say. And I was thinking, maybe I should incorporate some segments into the show. And, you know, not every day, and it wouldn't be, you know, one day we might have a birthday segment where I play a few songs and I, you know, the problem is I don't have a co-host, so nobody could guess. And if I do it like, oh, I'm going to play this and then you're going to guess and then email me, everyone could just Google it. And, you know, I don't know. But, you know, celebrity death. I mean, now Daniel and I came up with that one together, but I could bring that one back and have a contest and, you know, give away money at the Pride 48 event. So I just want to know, do you have a favorite segment? Do you think it would be fun for me to bring any segments back? Are there any segments that you don't want me to bring back? Or, you know, do you think it's a stupid idea because I'm doing these short 10-minute, you know, whatever. And I know people have complained. I never have complained about Fatty, but I know some people have said, and over the Pride 48 weekend, I saw a couple of people say in the chat room, isn't half of Fatty's shows just bumpers? So if I add segments, you know, it takes up more of the talking time. But I want to get you guys' idea. So email me and let me know what you think about that. Send me a voicemail, tweet me, whatever. And it wouldn't be every day of the week. I might add a segment on Monday and a segment, a segment on a Monday, a segment on Wednesday, and then just shit talking shit on Tuesday and Thursday, and maybe another segment on Friday, or maybe only 2 days a week I would do, you know, whatever. I just want to get you guys' ideas. So the only other thing, I've been listening to this book, and I'm not going to have enough time to talk about it because I'm almost out of time again, but I wanted to mention it. But I'm finding it incredibly interesting. It's called Under the Banner of Heaven, A Story of Violent Faith, and it's about Mormonism. And I've always, you know, it's interesting to me because, you know, when I was younger, and I'm a Christian and I believe in God, but I've always, when you're growing up in the church, you're taught that Mormonism in the Protestant, well, I don't know if I have any Mormon listeners, I don't want to step out on a limb here and offend anyone because I never want to offend anyone. But when growing up, I grew up in a Pentecostal church. We didn't handle snakes, but I mean, you know, people spoke in tongues and all that. I went to a non-denominational church for several years, and then now I'm currently going to a Baptist church. And I don't really associate personally with any denomination. I believe in God, and I am a religious person because I won't get into that. But I mean, I feel like I believe in science, but I just believe there has to be a creator for the complexity of the universe as it is. And some people totally disagree with me and are laughing right now. And some people are agreeing with me. And it's fine. We can all have our own opinions. But you're taught that Mormonism is a non-Christian cult, is basically what you're taught. And because there are new scriptures that were written by this guy. And although I tend to agree that a lot of the teachings I just don't agree with, and even the LDS, which the Latter-day Saints, there's called fundamentalists that still believe in polygamy and that kind of stuff. But there's proof that this John Smith guy wrote that part because he wanted to sleep with multiple women. And anyway, so I'm listening to this and I find it very interesting. I just find it very interesting. Whether they're right or wrong, I find it interesting. And so if you're interested in religions, it's a very good read. I'm actually listening to it on Audible. But when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, you know, I'm not going to become an atheist, but when you really get down to it, I'm saying some of these teachings of Mormonism are absurd. However, it's just as unbelievable to someone who's not a Christian that the Bible was handed down from God to these guys who were, you know. So I can totally see where atheists and agnostic people have trouble believing, because here I am listening about Mormonism and thinking the same thing. So I'm not going to convert, you know, to an atheist, but it's an interesting thought, right? I mean, all of us who believe in religion, it's called faith. So how can I diss another religion? You know, I mean, some of the things are wrong. I mean, I feel like you shouldn't marry a 14-year-old woman. Anyway, I got to go, or a girl. But you guys can let me know what you think, but it's a really good book. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And go to pride48.com. I'm running out of music. Bye, everyone. Hey, everyone. I ran out of time, but I did want to say a couple of more things. Um, I I want to say for any Mormons out there, I think Mormons are some of the best people that I've ever met. And they, you know, I mean, they have great family values. They, you know, they, I don't know. I've met some really good Mormon people. They have a great work ethic. And I do want to mention that most of the things that people would find either illegal or people would find, you know, not good to do, those are things that are practiced by the people who are called fundamentalists and not by the LDS. So I just wanted to make that clear that some of the, like, the really bad things that you hear about, you know, forcing children into marriage and forcing women into marriage and, you know, men beating their wives and things of that nature that are all horrible things that I think we can all agree those are not cool. Those are mostly practiced by fundamentalists, and the LDS church has denounced those people and, you know, goes against it. But my main point was, it's interesting to me that all of these different religions can listen to teachings of other religions and say, oh my God, that's, how do they believe that thing? Right. And yet I can see where atheists or other folks who are agnostic or don't know what they believe can say, well, how is your religion any more believable than anyone else's religion? So that's what I'm saying. And I think a lot of the LDS church members, I think the way they live their lives, there are a lot of things they do that I think are totally cool. And, you know, like the work ethic and the lovingness of in their families. But then there are other things that are horrible, like the way they denounce gay people. But that the same can be said of my church, the church that I go to. So anyway, I just wanted to clarify a couple of things, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.